Canal des Doumer Bicycle Tour with BikeTourFrance.net. September 2026. Ride Day 9, Capstang to Set. For more than 2,000 years, merchants, soldiers, and sailors searched for a way to connect the Atlantic and the Mediterranean without sailing through the Strait of Gibraltar. The final ride of the Canal des Doumer follows the route by which Pierre-Paul Riquet solved that problem. Today's landscape is the culmination of one of the most ambitious engineering projects of the 17th century. The challenge was not simply digging a canal. It was overcoming obstacles that many of Europe's leading engineers believed could not be solved. Near Béziers stands one of the most famous examples. The Maupas Tunnel, completed in 1680, became the first navigable canal tunnel in the world. Prime Minister Karl Baer halted construction when engineers feared the unstable sandstone hillside would collapse. Riquet refused to abandon the project. According to tradition, he escorted royal commissioners through the partially completed tunnel by candlelight to prove it could be done. The tunnel survives today as a monument to persistence as much as engineering. Just beyond the tunnel lies another masterpiece. The Fanzeron staircase locks raise or lower boats more than 21 meters through a sequence of 8 lock chambers and 9 gates. When completed, it was the most ambitious lock system in France and the showpiece of the Canal du Midi. It remains one of the most recognizable engineering landmarks along the route. The story of this region stretches far deeper than the canal itself. Béziers was the site of one of the defining atrocities of medieval Europe. In July 1209, at the opening of the Albigensian Crusade, Crusader forces stormed the city and massacred thousands of inhabitants, Cathars and Catholics alike. The brutality of the assault shocked contemporaries and established the tone for the religious war that followed. 4 centuries later, Béziers produced a very different figure, Pierre-Paul Riquet, born here in 1609, whose vision transformed the economy of southern France. The canal's eastern approach also passes through landscapes shaped by much older civilizations. Agde was founded by Greek colonists more than 2,500 years ago, making it one of the oldest continuously inhabited towns in France. Established as a Mediterranean trading post by settlers from the Greek world, it linked this coastline to commercial networks stretching across the ancient Mediterranean centuries before France existed as a nation. Along the Mediterranean coast, the influence of neighboring Catalonia appears as clearly on the table as it does in the region's history. Dishes such as anchoillade and maru a la Catalan reflect centuries of trade, migration, and cultural exchange across the western Mediterranean. Even creme catalane serves as a reminder that the frontier between France and Spain has long been more cultural bridge than barrier. The ride ends at Sète, a city that did not exist when Riquet first imagined his canal. In 1666, Louis XIV authorized construction of a new port to serve as the Mediterranean terminus of the Canal du Midi. What had been a sparsely inhabited lagoon became a major commercial harbor. Riquet lived long enough to see the project nearing completion but died in October 1680, only months before his dream became reality. On May 15, 1681, a convoy of 25 vessels departed Toulouse and completed the first continuous journey to the Mediterranean. For the first time in history, goods could move entirely by water across southern France. In 1996, UNESCO recognized the Canal du Midi as a World Heritage Site. 20 years later, it received designation as an International Historic Civil Engineering Landmark. Those honors celebrate not simply a canal, but an idea that determination, engineering, and imagination could reshape the geography of a nation. Riders reaching Sète complete the final miles of a journey that began as one man's vision and became one of Europe's great achievements.